And now some points on the tune Mary's Praise from the Hannah McCaslin manuscript. The timing of the introductory cadences there would appear to be the key interpretational issue raised, and we'll confine our remarks, I think, to the ground. We know from other sources, most particularly Robert Muller's manuscript, or possibly the manuscript of John Cameron, the pipe maker of Dundee, dates it roughly 1800 to 1860. Currently held in the National Library. This is a collection of light music pieces, and they are all prefixed by these little introductory movements, written exactly as you see them in Hannah McCaslin and in Donald MacDonald, in contexts where they can only indicate an introductory E quaver. So it's clear that something along these lines, a somewhat similar timing, is intended in the Hannah McCaslin, and that this should have time value and not be represented as three little pips, as some have tried to read them. The next thing to note is the timing of A. It alternates between a quaver and a crotchet, leading to possible timing somewhat along the following lines. Ilia hiliorohiyam bahi. Ilian driliorohiyam bobri. Ilio driya iliohiobri. Now, that means that you cut up in the first bar and you hold the transitional note in the second. We know from very many settings that throws on E and F are often prefixed by an initial A. Sometimes this A grows into a grip. The timing of the initial melody note is the key element here, and I suggest that the intention is that it alternates between being cut up and then being held. It's a distinct cut down onto that low E, which I think is why the compiler of the manuscript has given it additional value. Interesting. Something of this setting survives in the playing of John McDougall Gillis, who retains that little down cut simply in the coda of the ground. So that's one possible interpretational riddle, and it's perhaps meaning. And now Mary's Praise in John McDougall Gillis's setting. Hilion brillioro hilion tobri. Hilion brillioro hilion tobram. Obri elio hilio brovi. Hilion brillioro hilion tobri. Obri then his thumb variation singling. Il yon dwil yoro hil yon to drui. Yon dwil yoro hil yon to bri. Ho brail yoro hil yobro bri. And so on, from which we proceed to the doubling of the thumb variation. Hil yum til yor hyun do brail. Yum til yor hyun do brail. Yo hil yair to brofi. Yum til yor. Io, Rhiando Brahilio, Hilia Irento Brohil, and so on. Nice tension there between the phrases. Then into the shul. Hyandilyur Hyandandi, Hyandilyur Hyandandil, Yovial Yantori, Hyandilyur Hyandandi, Yohiyair Antovori, Yohiyair Antoravai, Hyambilyair Hyandanti, Yohiyair Antovori. Then into the doubling. Then into variation, the second. Gillis doubles his second variation, more or less thus. Hyandranti yanto hyambrampo avi hyambrampi yanto hyandranto vampil yoravil yanti yoravori hyammananti yanto hyannananto vanti yoravil yanti yoravori hyoravil yanti yoravori hyam Nanantilianto, Hyananto, Anti, Yorrofilianti, Horrobovi. Then into his trebling. Yaranti, Yaranto, Harando, Haranti, Yarnbail, Yaranto, Harando, Haranti, Horrovi, Yorrovi, Yaranto, Horrovi. Yanandil, Yananto, Hananto, Hanandi, Hororovail, Yananto, Hororovo, Hohorovi, Hohorovail, Yananto, Yaranto, Haharampi, Yarambail, Yaranto, Yaranto, Aharampil, Yohorovi, Yaharavi, Yohoranto, Aharambi. Hyandranhi paranto branhandrando parandeyo Hyandranhi paranto branhandrando parandeyo Branthil paranti brando brando parandeyo. Which brings us into the first line of the dual singling. Yundran heel, turn ho, turn hun, turn ho, turn heel, yun ho, burn he, burn a, burn ho, burn to, burn d, burn to, burn t, burn a, burn to, burn do, burn da he, yo. Hyandram hi param ho haran handran ho param til yo yo baran hi baran ho param.
D, E, O, and then into the double E. Hum, dun, he, burn, ho, burn, hun, burn, ho, burn, he, burn, hun, burn, he, burn, ho, burn, hun, burn, ho, burn, he, burn, ho, burn, he, burn, he, burn, ho, burn, ho, burn, he, burn, and so on. As many of the old Piper editors did. Gillis has simply written out the tool, singling and doubling in full, and then said, Crowlow, off tool, and dated this, his manuscript after foot. It's not all of them did the date part. So that the final variations can be taken from that. Hum debris, eh, debris, oh, debris, hum debris, oh, debris, oh, hum debris, eh, debris, oh, debris, hum debris, oh, debris, eh, erant, oh, debris, eh, debris, eh, debris, oh, debris, eh, debris, eh, oh, and so on in perfectly straightforward fashion. And that is Mary's Praise, one of the most heavily documented tunes in the tradition. Many subtle little differences between the settings, but Gillis's is almost the most musical.